This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Pueblo experienced a rare weather phenomenon last night. CPR's Matt Moret explains.
You really need just the right conditions for a heat burst. They happen at night when a storm begins to dissipate over hot, dry land. The moisture trapped inside the clouds evaporates due to the heat below, and that forces cool air down toward the ground. National Weather Service meteorologist Clint Skelly says this part is called a downdraft.
And as you take air, move it down, you force it to compress and then heat.
Skelly says it's this compressed hot air that causes high winds and temperature spikes along the surface. In Pueblo last night, temperatures jumped from 90 to 95 in just a few minutes. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The University of Colorado's Board of Regents on Thursday rejected a resolution that would have made COVID-19 vaccinations optional for staff and students. Republican Regent Chance Hill of Colorado Springs argued for a voluntary vaccination approach and says the mandate is coercive.
The threat in this instance is you're not going to be allowed to return to CU and set foot on campus if you don't seek an exemption or show proof or papers of having already received the exemption.
He thinks the university should wait until the vaccines, now under emergency authorization, win full federal approval. But Don Elliman, chancellor of CU Anschutz Medical Campus, says CU already mandates the flu vaccine. He expects full approval of the vaccine to come soon. You're listening to CPR News.